Good morning. Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Cindy, this is Joe Mitchell from Ulysses, Pennsylvania.
How are you?
Well, I'm not sure yet. What I'm trying to figure out is now, I think you guys are the ones that I got a subscription to or something by mistake. And I have sent a couple of emails asking you to stop that. I told you I did not want any subscription, whatever.
I
And
guess
I
because of
just
the
got.
volume of customers that we have, it's always best to call in.
Well, when I'm dealing with it, when I get an email from you and I respond to that email, I expect that email will be looked at.
No problem. Let me
Obviously,
check and
it
see if
isn't.
we have you in the system. One moment. And your first and last name again is?
Joseph Mitchell.
Okay. And the system is checking. Okay. And I have several Joseph Mitchells that came up in the system. What's your email address, please?
It's Joe hyphen Mitch. I think that's the one it should be under.
Okay, well, I'm looking at three Joseph Mitchells and the email address that you started providing. That's not it.
Okay, do you have a Joe P?
No, don't have that. You know what? Let me do this. Let me just take your name out and then I'll just try to. You have several email addresses?
I have a couple, yes.
Okay. Let's see.
One,
Okay. Let me have the
you
first
should be
one.
able to find it under Ulysses PA. There can't be too many of those in your records.
Okay. Spell the email address, please.
Joe, then a hyphen, Mitch, at roadrunner.com.
Okay. Okay, I did locate that account, Mr. Mitchell, and verify for me, please, your address.
P.O. Box 111, and it's also the street address is 724 South Main Street, Ulysses, PA 16948.
Yes, that's the information that I have. And it looks like, let me check and see what you did.
Hello, Katie, been drinking last night.
Okay, so let's see. It looks like you entered in a contest. Let me see what it was for.
Well,
Okay, so you entered some type of contest. I don't know if it was like for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Do you complete, do you
it was
recall?
one of those clickbait things, yes. And once I realized that it ended up as a subscription, I sent right back in, and I think I even put on that email, do not, cancel this subscription thing. So I don't care what it. I just want. I'm not interested in any monthly. It was something I think was a health deal. This was a subscription, and I don't go to a health club or any of that stuff. And I'm not about to start. And I sure as heck don't need to pay $60 a month for some or whatever for something I'm not using. And I've
No
got a cat
problem.
that's trying to. It wants to get on my lap while I'm trying to talk. Brat. I love him, but he's a little brat.
Oh, goodness. Cat probably keeps you company, though.
Oh, yeah, he does that. Even when I don't want him to.
Right. Oh, goodness. But, yeah, so when you signed up, well, when you selected, when you saw that, when you completed the survey or entered the contest, then it also signed you up for a meal plan app. It provides you with nutritional recipes and
yes, and I don't use it. I don't want to, and I never will.
Even if I'm able to cut the cost by $20?
No, I will not use it.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, I don't do anything with food apps, any of that stuff. I do not want it.
Okay,
period.
One moment, sir. One moment. Okay, you are all set. I did update the account, make sure it's canceled. I'm going to provide you with your cancellation number so you'll have it for your records.
Okay.
Okay, the cancellation number. Hold on, the system is generating it. I guess it's kind of slow. I ate too much food after all the holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, I know I did. Okay, your cancellation number is going to be C like cancel. 920-892-920.
920-892-920.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Now your cat can have all of your attention.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.